Behold now, what is so good or so pleasant as for brothers to dwell together, to dwell together in unity? It is like fragrant oil running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down upon the border of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon running down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded to bless it, and life forever. I was kind of impressed with this chapter when I read it. They're just talking about the brother working here, and I was just thinking, you know, how me and my brothers are doing stuff. We just work together, but we all have our differences. We all have different ideas. We usually get the job done, whether it's through a little argument about the best way to do it. The job usually gets done one way or another, but we work together to get better. And I was just thinking, you know, about how, like, your bees, like, yesterday you guys were working, I wasn't there, but working at Wilbur's, last week we were working here. We all have differences, and we all have different strengths and weaknesses, but then we can look to the other brother to help fill in the gaps where we can. But we all just work together to get stuff done for brothers. Talks about in 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ. You know, we've got to talk about the body, all the different parts of the body, but they all work together. I mean, you know, everything works together to get stuff done. I mean, the hand is completely different from the foot, but they both have important functions. And our eyes, and ears, everything works together to perform the task. I was just impressed with that thought. Just how God planned that everything works together if you want it. You know, a lot of the problem seems to me like if something isn't going to work out between your brothers helping, usually the problem isn't like their idea or it's not. When something doesn't work out the way we think it should, it doesn't make it wrong because it was somebody else's idea. Maybe the problem was our idea, but we just need to let that somebody else's idea work. But the idea isn't necessarily wrong, but just because it wasn't our idea, I guess I would say. So we submit to our brother's ideas. For me and my brothers, it seems like, you know, we're working cattle or something, trying to set a pin up to catch them. Everyone has their own idea of where we should set it up at. And so then we just have to get together, we just have to say, point out all the differences and why this spot would work and why this one wouldn't. And we usually end up setting up in a good spot and get stuff. So we just have to work together. We just have to learn how to work together. Like our body. I mean, ever since we've changed, our body has learned how to work together. Our minds, not our legs, it's our walking, our crawling. We just grow. Examples. Like this week, I can only think about working with your brothers. Like, and so next week, I want you to give your thoughts example of when this week, like maybe you and your brother were doing something, and maybe you disagreed on how to do it, but the job got done. Just give an example of working together and getting the job done that your parents gave you, or a job that you had to do or something. So just present working together. Whether it's, and even if you don't get a job done or something, give an example of that and tell how you could have done it better. Got it done better.
Paul said in Philippians, we were supposed to get something, a verse or a thought about how God's church is supposed to be today, or how we are supposed to worship Him today. And I got where Paul said in Philippians 3:3. For we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. And that means that we should worship in spirit and not just think good about it. Jesus warned us that in the last days we might get deceived, so we need to guard against
deception.
We're supposed to follow the Lord. We've got to share and be humble and do what's right, because that's how God wants us to be.
We had the same assignment as the little boys, and I thought we need to be living by the New Testament and love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. I thought what God's church today would be like was all the brethren working together and loving each other and following Him and doing what He wants us to do.
I thought about how we should serve God today, and I thought we should help the poor, and I had a verse. Wisdom of Sirach 4. My son, do not deprive the poor of his living, and do not keep eyes in need waiting. Do not grieve a soul who is hungry, nor provoke to anger a man in despair. Do not trouble a heart that was made resentful, and do not put off a gift of a man in need. So it says we not only should help them, but we should do it in a timely fashion.
2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And we need to walk by faith, and that doesn't mean that we don't do anything. And that means that we just need to take whatever God sends our way and do it with all our might.
I don't think I could say what I got to say better than what I wrote down, so I'm just going to read. The church is not about following a set of rules or just believing Jesus died for you. It's about each man laying down what's most important to him and living how Jesus lived. That's what makes the church.
John 4, verse 23. Jesus
was talking to the woman at the well. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. So sometimes we think of worshiping as a mystical, religious thing, but it's something that's real, and we should be doing it all the time and being what God wants us to be.
I was looking through the concordance at the word church, and at the heading it said the definition is a called out assembly, called out or separated from, and I thought that's kind of neat. We're called out to come away from the world and to a higher road and away from modern religion.
I had a neat thought this week, and then another one, but I'll share the first one first. I was out taking a walk, and in the morning the birds were just all singing real nice, and I just thought, why are these birds singing? That's what I was thinking. And since I don't know much about birds, really, about their daily lives or whatever, I thought, well, the only thing that I can come up with is that they're praising God. You know, they are showing forth how God made them, and it's real nice to listen to. And then another thought I had was, I guess there was some stormy weather. There's been stormy weather lately, and my thought is always, well, I should think about maybe finding a place to hide or whatever, because we're out here on a hill, and that's sort of a concern of mine. David just says, he's like, I forget what you said, David, but it wasn't very satisfying to my concerns. He said something like, oh, it'll be all right. It's no big deal. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's no big deal. But anyway, he said that I could hide in the cry room, and there would be probably the safest. But then he just said, there, it's possible for us to be in the center of God's will and have peace. That's attainable. And so I think that's something to fight for, is that peace, and trust and confidence in God.
I was thinking this week that God's church should be helping other people and doing things that he wants you to do, and helping other people, being good to the poor and giving them stuff what they need, and just serving God with all your money.
I kind of have what Corbin had, just not following God, just not a bunch of rules that we have to follow and stuff. It's a decision that we made to follow God with all our hearts, mind, soul, strength, and just kind of like the Mennonites and Amish, they have to have certain, all these rules to be accepted from their community, like black socks or certain color cars and stuff. You don't have to have all that stuff to follow God.
I thought serving God is just doing what we know to do is right, and just helping, being a servant to everyone around you, and just treating people how you want to be treated, and just doing everything you can do to please God.